The key verse in relation to this is this verse of 1 Peter 3, and we want to look at it in detail. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. And this we find in 1 Peter, and we know that Peter wrote to believers from among the Jews who were going through difficult times, even through persecution. Sufferings are mentioned in each chapter of this epistle. So these believers are asked to give an answer, give a defense, give an apologetic. And that shows us that is something which is really important and relevant for all of us. Now here, just break down the verse now into 10 parts. We want to look at each point briefly, looking at the full context now. The verse starts actually with sanctifying Christ as Lord in our hearts. And then always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks to give the reason for the hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. So we want to look now briefly at these 10 points in relation to 1 Peter 3, verse 15 and 16. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. There it begins. And it shows how important it is that our relation to the Lord Jesus is as it should be, that we really sanctify him as Lord in our hearts, recognize his lordship, and really, whatever we say, we do out of this relation with the Lord Jesus. If the relation to the Lord is in any way disturbed, there's no possibility, not the right condition in order really to present the gospel. So the right spiritual condition is important for, indeed, the spiritual fight. Always be prepared. Here it's also interesting to look at the word prepared in the Greek. This word itomos contains the idea of an active preparation for the task. And we know well, as I put it here, for a good physical condition, training is needed. But so, also in order to give an answer, requires some preparation. There are difficult questions regarding the Christian faith which are asked by people. And in order to be able to give an answer, it needs some preparation. And that is true for every one of us. I feel it very much for myself. But certainly, you all feel when you are in contact with your neighbors or your colleagues, or in particular, we have not many young people here. The weather is too nice. So, I think often of the young people also at college and university who have this desire as well to reach out to their colleagues. And indeed, for them also, this preparation is important. And we want to encourage each other along these lines. Third point, everyone who asks. Now, this is something intriguing and important to think about, because our postmodern generation is actually a generation which has somehow forgotten to ask important questions and don't consider it even worthwhile to ask this question. Everything is somewhat relative. You think what you want to think, believe what you want to believe, and there is somehow not any longer this readiness to ask even questions, and the important questions about origin, about meaning of life, question in relation to morality. We know everyone does in our days, what he likes to do, questions about destiny, and other questions we could add here. So that is why I put here a large part of our task is not only to give answers, but to get people asking the right questions. And I appreciated the other night when our brother John presented the gospel and talked about his the visitor Tony he had. It's so important to get people asking questions, or if they don't ask the right questions, then that we ask them questions so that they really think about the important issues of life. Now, why asking questions? I put here a few reasons. First of all, it forces people to open up with their own assumptions. When a person asks a question and you go ahead and maybe follow up on that question, the person has somehow to make it clear what he's assuming, what is, you know, the groundwork behind, what are the opinions the person has. Questions bring the motives to light. Questions reveal logical fallacies and contradictions. Questions help to develop a conversation, and this is a very important element. And also, questions make simply people think. And it's so beautiful, also in this context, to look at the Lord Jesus, his example. So many times he asked questions to people when they approached him. And sometimes he responded also with a question to someone who asked him a question, like this young man, young ruler who came to the Lord Jesus. Good master, what have I to do to obtain eternal life? And the Lord Jesus immediately said, why do you call me good? So in asking these questions, this question to this man, the Lord Jesus actually brought out something very important. Because indeed, no one is good but God. So, did this young man want to say when he said to the Lord Jesus, good teacher, that he is God? Did he want to admit that? You see, the importance of the question and to respond to it even with a question so that the person would really think about the assumption. Also the young man, the assumption he made.